This is the Wrestling With Your Calling podcast with Dr. Conrad, Season 2, The Matters of the Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Conrad Davies. For this season, we're going to do a deep dive into the matters of the heart. Proverbs 20 and 5 will be our lead scripture. It says, "The purposes of a person's heart are like deep waters, but a person of understanding can draw them out." I pray that we become a people of understanding who draw out the deep matters of the heart. I'm excited about what you will learn today. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back. This is another episode of Wrestling With Your Calling with Dr. Conrad Davies. This season, we are doing a deep dive into the matters of the heart. This season is really based on the scripture, Proverbs 20 and 5, which says, "The purposes of a man's heart is like deep waters, but a man of understanding can draw them out." And I'm praying that we can be people of understanding, drawing out the deep waters of the heart. So today, I want to talk with you a bit about the conviction of the heart, the conviction of the heart. So just recently, I had a situation where I was scrolling on social media, and I came across a podcast. And on this podcast, I was listening to the three people that were talking, and one of them started to speak about basically a world in my past I'd been a part of. And when I started to listen and hear, it's like the Holy Spirit used this person's words. And what happened is that I started to realize more and more the gravity of my sin. And I didn't realize that that gravity of sin that I'd carried in that past world, there's still elements of it in my heart, or still things that were in my heart. So what happened, I went on a journey just where the Holy Spirit led a process of repentance for me. And the repentance, it was just days of repentance, days of saying to myself, there's something I am experiencing that is extremely deep right now. And that which I'm experiencing, I don't even know the depth of it. I don't even know the full measure of what I'm experiencing. And so I found myself being extremely responsive to this podcast and the few words that were shared. It wasn't like there was a lot shared here. It wasn't like there was some big circumstance that brought me to a place where they were preaching. It really was a few words that were shared about this person's story. And what eventually happened in my heart, I felt the depth of conviction of sin. I share the story, and of course, I'm keeping a lot of things anonymous, and I'm keeping things very generalized to point to how the Holy Spirit is the one who brings conviction. What I recognize in the Bible, it says the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. And this place where this conviction, speaking, my story is a conviction of sin. What I started to recognize in my story was that the littlest thing, from my lens, I consider it the littlest thing, end up being used as a catalyst for the Holy Spirit to say, you still have stuff in your heart. And I thought to myself, no, I'm good. I'm all right. Or I'm better. Or I've already repented of that. Or I don't do that stuff anymore. Or all these things, justifying. But Holy Spirit knows, because if the Word of God is the judger and the judge and the examiner of the heart, and of course, the Word of God is that, and then I'm near to the Lord through spending time in His Word and being intimate with Him, and I'm letting Holy Spirit be my friend, He can poke me on my side and say things like, "Hey, sir, that's you, that's you, sir." Or, "Hey, sir, you've got that in your heart too." Or, "Hey, sir, there are things going on in you that you don't even realize the depth of what's going on inside of you." Or, "Hey, sir, it's not just a good message. It's not just a good thing that that person is saying. And, oh, that's for such and such. That the pastor preacher is talking about such and such. It's not just for such and such, or it's not just for the other person. That's for them. They deal with those things. Holy Spirit is like, no, that's for you. And so when I'm speaking about the conviction of the heart, there's only one that can examine our heart at that level, and that's God through Holy Spirit, through His Word. There's only one that can really go and plunge to the depths of what's inside of our heart and bring to the surface what's really going on inside of us. And there's only one Holy Spirit that brings conviction. And when we talk about the conviction of the heart, there are times our intellectual department of the heart may not understand why we're feeling convicted. Now, our emotions may feel something. We may say, oh, I'm feeling something here. Some people may call it a check in their spirit, or they may call it, you know, I'm feeling bad. So our emotional department may very well feel the conviction, but we may not know intellectually in our intellectual department what it is. But what happens is that Holy Spirit will start to just continue to pick or touch. Pick may not be the best word, touch on that area. And we may find ourselves being responsive. And then it depends on how we're wired. We may go on a journey, on a quest to try to figure it out. We may find ourselves on the internet. What about, you know, whatever the topic is or whatever may have brought conviction, we're trying to figure out, why am I feeling this way? What's going on? What does this mean? What does that mean? Instead of really going to the Father. So continuing my story, when I felt that conviction, I found myself in prayer and saying, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say here? Or, Lord, what's on your heart? Because I started to justify things. My default was justifying. I want myself to look good. I want to run and hide. I want to put on fig leaves and cover myself. I want to be away from God's presence. But when I feel that conviction, I've had to learn to say, Lord, what are you saying? What's going on? And when that started happening, it got deeper and heavier. Because not only does the Holy Spirit convict us of sin, our wrongdoing, our missing the mark, but He also convicts us of righteousness. He's saying, hold on, whoa, 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 son. You who knows me, you who's been washed by the blood of Jesus, you have my righteousness. You have my right standing with you, son, daughter. And because you have my righteousness, my right standing, there are things you're not living up to, or there are things that you should be living up to, and I want to walk you there. So not only does it convict of sin, but He's convicting us of righteousness to say, you have my seed inside of you. You are of me. You bear my name, son, daughter. You are mine because I bought you with the blood of Jesus. Your life is not your own. You've been bought with a price. And as that continued through my journey, it started to say, whoa, Lord, there's something here that you want to do. And so as my first story further continues, when I felt that conviction, I found myself into action. And what happened is that I was reminded of the scripture, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians 7. I went into that, I actually start reading that verse, the verses there that talks about godly sorrow leads us to repentance. Godly sorrow leads us to repentance. And I started to look at how Paul, he says, look what earnestness, look what you are so quick to relieve yourself and to go fix the issue. And I find myself, I was doing that. Once I felt the conviction and the godly sorrow come over me, and the revelation hit, and in my intellectual department started to turn on, I started realizing what the sin was or what the things that I'd been doing. And then my emotions were, I started to cry and I started to feel sorrow and I started to feel bad. It's interesting how quick I was able to go and say and humble myself before one person and then even humble myself before another person. And I started to really feel this earnestness, this quickness to want to go relieve the situation and change it. And it became very, very urgent and quick. And what I'm asking is like, hey, have I wronged you this way to one person? And then to say to the other one very distinctly, I'm sorry, I wronged you. And I have been repenting these last number of days over the things that I've done wrong. I am sorry. And it just became earnest. And the emotions were all tied there. And then I started to feel a shift in my desire department where it's almost like things started to change in that area. And I was like, the desires for the wrongdoing shifted a lot. And then I started thinking about this passion to say, I want to see this redemption in so many, for so many other people. So my passion, kind of the area of the passions and desires, started to change in my heart. And then my will became, hey, it doesn't matter. I don't care what people think. I am turning and repenting. It just triggered a big, beautiful thing in my heart. But it kind of started with the Lord's conviction. It wasn't me just reading something and intellectually I started to wonder, huh, what's this going on? What am I thinking? What's happening here? Where it's not just somebody preaching at me, hell, brimstone, and fire, and that, you know, I need to turn and repent. Or it wasn't just, I mean, it was really, it's almost like the timing of the Lord, where the Lord was like, this has got to change. This has been in your heart. Change it. So what I'm speaking about and trying to speak to is that the conviction of the heart, it just has a multiplying effect, if I can say it that way. It has this capacity and this ability to shift so many departments of the heart and to really take us to a place where we, God wants, I believe, our whole heart to serve him, to love him. So love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And there's something about he wants a whole heart. Even the word peace can refer to completeness or wholeness. And the peace of God, which surpasses your understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in the knowledge of Jesus. And so there's something about wholeness of heart that the Lord wants to establish and mark in us. And what he does, he brings conviction, and it's a gift. It made me so thankful for the Holy Spirit to say, wow, Holy Spirit, you really are a gift to me. You are really a friend to me. And you really do want me to have a whole heart before the Lord and to be pure before him. It reminds me of the Beatitude that says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And it's almost like the Holy Spirit is saying, I want to bring some cleansing to you, friend. I want to see you pure in the Lord, pure in heart. And then you get to experience the fullness of what God has for you. And that's what it kind of felt like in that moment. Like, wow. So the conviction of the heart is good. But it does, and let me give try to end some thoughts with some practical things. When you feel convicted in the heart, there may times you may have a tendency to want to judge it and say, no, I'm good. I'm just feeling weird. Nah, it's nothing. No. So deal with that tension. Embrace the tension. The Holy Spirit may be trying to communicate. The communication is you're feeling conviction, but then when it gets into the intellectual part of you, the knowledge, the knowing, the things that you can actually understand, what happens is that it may take some time to get into his presence, to be go check with God to say, what are you communicating here? And then to allow him to drip and drop in your spirit, in your heart, to say, this is the area I'm putting my finger on. This is the cognitive thing for you to know is I'm trying to deal with. But it takes you getting into his presence, not justifying things away, but getting into his presence and saying, oh, okay, Lord, speak to me. But he's first starting with a communication. I almost call it a nonverbal. It's conviction. So there's some things to think about. There's a tension there that you may have to walk in the process. Other thing I want you to think about is try not to judge it, to let God speak. Let him speak. Too often we may hear something, we may feel the Lord is speaking to us about something, but we're so quick to justify it because we've been mentally trained to justify this or justify that, or this is whatever our framework may be. No. Give him room and space to speak. Let him speak. And once he speaks, Holy Spirit will faithfully tell you. He has no problem telling you. And as he tells you, embrace it. Again, don't judge it. So live in that tension. Go let him speak. And I think the last thing is, too, is that as you start to feel the urgency shift in you, the earnestness shift in you, act quickly. The longer you sort of wait, the more justification and kind of bypassing it and throwing it aside may happen. Act quickly. Go tell that person, make a phone call, send the text message, respond, whatever. Start doing the action of turning. Turning in the Greek is metanoia, to change one's thinking. Turning in repentance in the Hebrew is shuv. And the idea in shuv is almost like burning down the house. That place which you found security, go burn it down. burn it down and say, no more am I going back to that place. Burn it down so there's no more security. So there's a couple things to think about practically as you think through this. So let the Lord speak. He brings the conviction. He convicts you of who you are, your right standing with him. He also convicts you of sin. And through that process, don't judge it. Give him space to speak and act quickly, friends. Act quickly, because that is what's going to reinforce and anchor this, the conviction which leads you, or the godly sorrow that leads to repentance. It's going to anchor that, and you're going to find yourself turning from that thing that God wanted to put his finger on. Again, nuggets of thoughts for you, friends. I hope you're well. Good chatting with you today, and I hope this really helps you to walk out these purposes of your heart, the deep matters of your heart. You're loved. Don't forget that. You're loved. Wow, friend, I appreciate your support of this podcast. This season is powerful, and I hope it brings you loads of encouragement, insight, and hope. I hope you listen to these episodes repeatedly and share them with your friends. If you haven't ordered a copy of the book, you can do so at our website, wrestlingwithyourcalling.com. Also, I'd love to coach you, so reach out for a consultation through the website as well. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email me. All the contact information is below or on the website. And be sure to subscribe so that you're notified of the next episodes. I'll be putting out a lot of content this season. Remember, I want you to become an ace. Go be activated, cultivated, and empowered today. Until next time, friends, shalom.